I went to school. I never did like school. I never used to attend school if I could help it. I don't know why I didn't. I ought to have done, but I didn't. Burton was all orchards when I was a boy. And I think our main aim on a Saturday was out scrumming. I will tell you that, yeah, we were there. We used to go out and plums and apples, you know, which was a normal thing, I think. Nothing bad, really. But they thought it was, really, I think. But no, it was growing up, it was during the war years, you know, this is what it all was. I mean, I was young sort of during the war years. We lived in number 3, Streatham Road. A big oak tree outside of it, yeah, that's it. We used to climb that when we were young, yeah, that's right, yeah, that's where we lived. As I say, we used to climb the trees down there and watch the Lancasters take off from Wychford Aerodrome. Well, all the orchards have been pulled down. Everywhere was orchards in Woolburton, and there isn't hardly one left, not now, not what you can call an orchard. No, there's nothing, and it's all gone into farming, all gone into wheat farming. There's a lot of changes in farming during the, 'cause it was all horses when I was young. They used to take all the potatoes up, harvest, cut the harvest with horses, the harvest potatoes with horses, everything with horses. The first combine which came into Woolburton was Mr. Furness's, Pauline's father-in-law. He had the first combine which came in there, and, or Adrian or Keith's father. Yeah, he had the first combine in the village. But it all used to be steam engines and thrashing. I've been thrashing with steam engines a lot. You know, the old steam engine, they used to, you know, bring the steam engine in, put the drum out, put the steam engine on it, and then thrash the corn out. Yeah, I've done a lot of that with them, yeah. Quite good, yeah. All my life I've worked outside. All my life I've worked outside, yeah. I still like Woolburton. I love Woolburton. I love the fens. I do love the fens, yeah. I do. The wildlife in the fens, because I do a lot of shooting. Perhaps you don't approve of shooting. I love wildlife all round. All types of birds, whatever they are. I love bird watching. But pheasants, we breed them to shoot, and that's what we do, still do. Yes, I do. I love the flatness. I do. I love the flatness, yeah. Mind you, I love mountains too. Going back to the war days, we had a plane crash right in our house down there. Have you anyone told you about that? Right opposite Newside. And it crashed just about 20 yards from the hedge on our side of the road. It was a Wellington bomber come back during the war, and it was flying around on fire. It flew through the trees at the bottom of spinning at the bottom, and it cut a hole through the trees, and it come down lower, and there was a field of currant trees there, and one of the crew bailed out in the currant trees, and it never killed him. It sprung him back up in the air when he hit the bushes. Sprung him back up in the air. He got out of the plane and walked down to the road, and you know, he was quite all right. But another one bailed out and he hit the trees. A big tree, and he broke his leg. The pilot jumped out of the plane, and then the rear gunner, who was still in there, we thought, because he had ordered the crew to bail out, the rear gunner was still in there, and he blew his whistle. They always have a whistle on that thing, and he blew his whistle, because then they went out and got him out. They cut him out the back, but he was quite badly sort of cut about by the time they got him out. But they got him out, okay? Yeah, and they was all saved, all the crew.